Hey, welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio, Steel Waves Radio, iHeartRadio, all the podcast catchers, including Podcast Addict, Podchaser, soon to be on Audible and Amazon. I'm not sure if we're on yet, but it should be coming in the next couple weeks, probably by the time you're hearing this. YouTube as well. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. I'm a little flustered because, you see my guests, you'll see why I'm flustered, and how beautifully macabre she is. And also our usual co-host, Hannah. She's not feeling well, but she should be back next time we meet, and I hope she's feeling better. But we do have first off, as I've been saying all month, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And it is. It's Halloween, and we have – as our guest, I didn't know if she was coming in character or not. I'm not sure if she is. I still don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. It's Jennifer Nangle, a.k.a. I just listened to a podcast where you.
You're so close.
Somebody was saying it right, and I just fucked it up. Malvolia, the queen of screams.
Malvolia, the queen of screams. Malvolia. Yes. See, you psyched yourself Malvolia. Out. You totally did.
I fucked it up. I totally fucked it up. Malvolia, the queen. I've been watching your YouTube videos all day. That's why I'm flustered now. Malvolia, the queen of screams. She is here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
I knew I was going to do that. I knew it.
And, it's all good. Everybody does. All good. You got it over with.
We're going to get to that because that's why did you come up with such a tongue-twisting name? Probably a good question. Now, Before we get started, we've got so many sponsors. I got to rattle through these real quick. First, Audible. Like you say, our podcast will be on Audible soon. But you can also get tons of scary stuff on Audible. And including a play of Dracula with Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and an all-star cast. All the Stephen King books, all the Edgar Allan Poe books. Whatever scares you, it's probably there on Audible. They have some scary Audible originals as well, such as Alien 3, the William Gibson script. They've got Lance Henriksen, Michael Mean, and a bunch of people act that out. All that's free. You get a free book and a free Audible original, or two free books, or two free Audible originals. Whatever you want, and a 30-day trial. And cancel the next day, you still keep the books and the Audible originals. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS for the Dark Mark Show. audibletrial.com/DMS for the Dark Mark Show. Support your local restaurants, especially in this day and age, where a lot of them are going under, and that's unfortunate. Hannah is not here. She is the vegan of us. Jennifer, I see your luxurious curves. I'm guessing you're a meat eater. I know you're a flesh eater, right?
Yes, flesh all the way. Yes, and meat.
I'll tell you what. If I took you to Doomy's Home Cooking, and I don't know if you've ever been there, you would love it.
Ooh, no, I've never been. Let's make it a date.
Let's make it. I thought you never asked. 1253 Vine Street, right? Right in the corner of Fountain and Vine. There's also one in Culver City and one in Toronto, Canada. Right where the M Bar used to be. Last time I was there was a couple weeks ago. I had the new chicken cordon bleu sandwich. Delicious.
Ooh, sounds good.
Huge. Bigger than a Popeye's chicken. It was huge. And I'll be honest, the ham looked, it looked like vegan ham. But the chicken looked and tasted like chicken. The ham tasted like ham. And the sauce and the cheese, it just put it all together. Deliciousness. They have Mexican food. Nachos are voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A. by the L.A. Weekly. So go to 1253 Vine Street. They're seating outside. And when I was there, it was packed. Let's keep it that way. Let's keep them in business. And just real quick. Hustler Hollywood, if you need a vibrator, dick pills, butt plugs, whatever you want, look at the description in this on YouTube or on the podcast catchers, or follow us on social media at Dark Mark Show. You'll get 20% off and a free naughty gift with your order. Spy Associates, if you're being spied on or you want to spy on somebody, 20% off any order over $249. All sorts of James Bond stuff, GPS trackers, bug detectors, cameras and smoke alarms, all sorts of things. You want to spy on somebody, you want to see if somebody's spying on you, everybody's spying on you, you want to see who that is, go to Spy Associates, 20% off. And I think I'm going to need some of this to keep up with you. My favorite energy drink, and soon to be yours, Raise Energy Drinks. You don't get this in 7-Eleven or the 99 cent store at a supermarket. But if you're in a gym or a GNC, they have these. But why pay those prices? Go to the link on this show, get 15% off a case. This is Baja Lime, which tastes like Baja Blast at Taco Bell. Zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. Delicious.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers. You're drinking blood, I'm drinking Baja Lime.
Yeah. Hydrating, yes.
Ways. I saw Malvolia taking a bath, and it was I couldn't tell if it was blood or was it dirt or what was that? I was
cleaning out my dark soul.
It was a very dark, it was filmed in black and white, very artistic, so it was hard to tell what it was.
Yes, cleaning out my dark soul. Yes.
The water was clear when you got in, and it just turned black when you went in the Yes. So Malvolia is it's, you know, why did that, there's the first question, why such a tongue twisting name? I know it's all horror, female horror hosts have to have A at the end of the name. You got Vampire, you got Elvira, Malvolia, so it's got to be an IA at the end. But why Malvolia? Why did you pick this name?
When I did a search of characters, I don't know, M names always seem to be a little bit easier for me to pronounce. I like the way it sounds. Mm-hmm. And when I did a search, I stumbled upon this website, which was like vampires and werewolf names. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but the one that caught my eye was Malvolia, which is an Italian vampire name meaning ill will, which I loved. And so... The Queen of Screams is a play on Malvolia. Malvolia.
Yes. Say hey, Malvolia. We got the calzones in the oven here.
Exactly.
So is the character Italian? Is that?
No, I'm Irish, but I just like the name, so I went with it.
and your nickname previously was Freckles.
Yes, I have a lot of them all over my face. So, yeah, that was...
And your body as well. I was peeking down.
Touché, yeah, they're kind of all over me.
Makeup, but it's still... you're always makeup on the face, but then I think you skip the chest sometimes, and it's...
I never put... That was like a new thing I was taught recently, to put makeup on chest. I never ever did that. So, now I know, but yeah, they're kind of all over
me. I'm not the first person to tell you about that.
The makeup on the chest? No. I got that tip recently, but I haven't known for like as long as I've existed, so.
I think freckles are beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it, so you can do makeup wherever you want.
I got teased a lot as a kid, so I don't like them. I wish they were not there, but nowadays people are actually like painting them on their face. I'm like, what? And I have them naturally, but yeah.
Oh, is that the new thing? Like all these kids with their TikTok and now they're doing the freckles and stuff?
Yes. It's like bizarre to me.
when I put out, I was trying to find Halloween guests and I have a lot, you know, I have no shortage of friends that I can put on, but I was looking to find somebody new that I'd never heard of. You came up, I think 3 or 4 times.
Oh, wow. That's really nice.
Everybody loves Malvolia.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad to be talking to you. And not only that, and we're going to get into that with the Jennifer's the filmography, but you work with our friend who was on last week, Dustin Ferguson.
Dustin, yeah. I work with Dustin a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Including the upcoming Amityville in the Hood, which I think you kind of got a hood red look today, I think. Is
what yeah, I'm getting into character. I'm shooting on Sunday.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Wednesday Adams today. I shot a Halloween kind of special thing. So my hair is a hot mess right now. So I just kind of went with it.
Okay. So where did you grow up, Jennifer? You grew up?
I grew up in a suburb north of Boston called Danvers, which is right near Salem, the whole Salem witch stuff. Yeah, so it's already in my blood, you know.
When was the first time you went to Salem and checked out the witch stuff?
Oh my gosh, when I was real young. In fact, I grew up in a haunted house. The Yeah. The house was built in 1865, real old in Danvers. It's like right near the Rebecca Nurse house. Rebecca Nurse was one of the oldest women to be hanged as a witch. So there's a lot of history. There's a lot of stuff going on. And yeah, in that house that I grew up in, I was only in there until I was six. There was two full body apparitions, tons of phantom footsteps, you know, lots of things going on. What?
What did you experience personally? Is it?
I don't remember. If I did experience anything, I don't remember it. I just remember, like, I just know of the stories that were told of it. But yeah, I don't remember anything specific. I'm so young.
So I'm picturing you like the little kid in Poltergeist, like all the stuff happening around you.
Could have, but yeah. I don't know.
I remember going to Salem when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. In fact, like all through high school, I mean, that was the thing to do, was to always go to Salem, hang out, go to the shops and stuff. Yeah.
And you were always into the dark side. You're into the, I'm imagining you, I mean, you haven't really outgrown your goth phase, but you really probably got into it in high school, I'm guessing.
No, actually, I was like straight laced. Like I was in marching band, chorus. I was a theater nerd.
What?
I know.
Marching band.
Yeah, I played the flute and the piccolo in the marching band. That's how cool I was growing up. Yeah. But my dad was always into horror. So we always had Alfred Hitchcock, vampire movies, the Universal Monsters going on in our house. You know, my family were avid readers. So it was always like Anne Rice, vampires, all that kind of stuff. So it was always surrounded me, but I don't feel like I really embraced horror until I was like, you know, early college.
Okay. And what did it for you in early college? Just.
Well, when I was still in high school, it was Scream. For sure. Scream. Scream was cool. And then we moved into the Blair Witch. And then The Ring. Those all really caught my attention. I watched Alfred Hitchcock, too, when I was younger, big time.
Sure, he's great. Were you one of the people that thought the Blair Witch was real?
No, I knew it was fake. I knew it was.
I knew people that thought it was real. Like, even when they went on, like, the MTV Awards, they're like, no, it's real. I'm like,
no, they're still living.
It's not, well, first off, they're still living, and they're bad actors, so, like, I could tell. They're doing their best, but it's not, they're not the greatest actors in the world. I mean, you could tell. I mean, I thought the ending was really creepy, but to get to there, you had to go through 90 minutes of, oh my God, rocks! And like, you know.
And streams, and losing the map. Yeah.
I didn't see it like the first weekend, so I saw it way down the line, I think in a bargain theater after it'd been out, so kind of lost a little bit for me. I didn't see it like Scream.
You already knew. Yeah.
And I just recently watched Blair Witch 2 again, which was interesting.
Whew. That one's a tough one to get
through. I'd say this. I'm a masochist. I hadn't seen that in a while, so I was like, let's see what's going on there. And it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but I don't know what they're thinking.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one to watch, yeah.
I mean, there was a beautiful goth girl in there and the guy from Burn Notice, but other than that.
Other than that, what were they even doing?
It was an interesting concept, not well done.
Yeah, exactly.
I could see where they were going and it was interesting, but, as I talked to Dustin last week, I like a lot of weird horror sequels that people don't really like. Matter of fact, we have Stacey Nelka from Halloween 3 coming up next week. That's one of them. And Exorcist 3 and Psycho 2 and things like that.
That's very cool. I just recently watched Exorcist 3 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I like it. But
that one's good.
I seem to be the only one. in the discussion, I was the only, I was one of three that I thought was good. But what do you got? So
isn't that that's the one that has the creepy hotel, hospital scene.
Creepy
hospital. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, with the nurse goes back and forth.
And the crawling on that. Yeah.
Yeah. George C. Scott yelling at everybody. Anyway. So you go to college and you're a theater arts major?
Yeah, I majored in musical theater studies.
That's where the money is.
That's where the money is?
I'm sure that's what your parents told you.
Oh, yeah. They were real thrilled. They were super thrilled with that.
Well, you got a college degree.
I did, but I had an uncle who, you know, went the acting route, and it was definitely a roller coaster of a ride, and they were very worried of the, you know, jumping from job to job, searching for job, being unemployed for a certain amount of time, which I'm living the dream right now, so I totally get why they were worried.
Even under the best of circumstances, it's like that.
Yeah, it's true.
We were talking about, we had another director on last week that had cast Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer in her upcoming movie, Christmas Slasher. And I'm like, you know, somebody else was talking about Eric Roberts being in some movie. And I'm like, they got to work. They got to feed the family. They got to do something. Yeah. I always knew when I was a kid that every actor on TV and movies was a multimillionaire, but now I know that's not the case.
Yeah.
But some are, and some aren't. But So Jennifer, so when did you get to LA? The even more scary than your Massachusetts.
I after I graduated college, I like hung around for 2 years and did like some theater and tried to save up some money, and then I moved out here. I've been here ever since.
Like Oklahoma did all the classics.
What, for musical theater?
Yeah, like Oklahoma.
It's really strange. Like, I went to college for musical theater. That was my love, pride, and joy. And I actually fell out of love with it in college. And I just started to do more Shakespeare and more, like, just straight shows, non-musicals. So
the more you learned about musical theater, the more you hated it.
The more it felt kind of fake, in a way.
You don't say. You know?
Like, I was always so happy and joyous and woo, and I just wanted more realism, I guess. Yeah.
Just don't let the makeup fool you. I actually am a straight male, and as such, musicals are lost on me. There's exceptions, you know, mainly the Fosse stuff, all that jazz, cabaret, things like that.
Yeah.
More grounded, but you know, I just, when I watch a movie and they start breaking the song, I can't take it. Remember that poster of La La Land where they're like all like dancing? I want to spit on every poster that I saw. I can't watch it.
All that happiness, I know, right?
I don't get it. I haven't seen Hamilton, but I just can't imagine Alexander Hamilton just like, you know, start bursting at the song, you know.
He's just pretty much badass rapping, so.
Okay, well, maybe. So you were doing plays, Massachusetts. You get to LA, and I hope you saved up.
Yeah, rude awakening, right?
Yeah.
What I did was, for 2 years, I trained in the Meisner technique. So I did a 2-year Meisner program, and that was really, really rough. And I worked, you know, a part-time job while I was going to school. And once that was over, it was kind of like you're thrown into the world and like, here you are. And now it's like, okay, well, how do I get an agent? How do I get a manager? What am I supposed to do? How do I get auditions? You know, like a lot of this stuff was kind of not really, it was just kind of a rude awakening pretty much. And I just, yeah, I mean, they're really good questions, right?
I'm not sure I've answered those.
And the thing is, too, is that there's no right or wrong answer for any of them. You know, you can either do like 1,000 submissions and maybe you might get one interview, or you might have a friend of a friend that refers you. Like, there's so many things that you can do to, you know, have a career. There's not like this one way where you go to college, you get a degree, you put an application in, and then you get it. That's not how it goes.
Right.
So I kind of started to figure that out. I was auditioning a lot. I did put 2 stage plays on here in LA, which again was a rude awakening because, you know, theater out here isn't as popular as it is other places.
Yeah, I would say so. They're doing theater to empty theaters, basically.
Yeah. Like our Sunday performances, like, didn't even sell like a ticket. Like, it was crazy. So it was kind of like, okay.
Did you still perform, or you're just like, oh, fuck, no, he's here. What are we going to?
Yeah, no, we just kind of didn't perform. Yeah, and we had 3 of them, 3 Sunday performances that didn't even like get it, like sell any tickets.
That's the difference between comedy and theater.
Yeah.
If you have a comedy show and nobody shows up, the comedians will still do it and do it in front of each other.
I was totally open to doing it, but everybody else was like, meh, you know, what's the point? You know, I think it would be good rehearsal, to be honest, but.
That's why you're the success that you are.
They're doing
they're living in a tent under the freeway. Your co-stars. Oh God.
I hope not. I hope they're not there. It's kind of hot out right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I keep driving by. They seem pretty comfy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about real world horrors. So what was the first thing you auditioned for?
What? I don't remember. Like, honestly, it was years ago. What was the first thing I auditioned for? I did a lot of, like, in the beginning, student films. I think I did a web series, but I got that role from, like, a director that I had known through, like, a class I took. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. Yeah, just little things here and there. Nothing, like, super huge.
Because the first thing that comes up on your IMDb is L.A. Macabre, appropriately enough.
Yeah.
What was that?
That is actually not accurate. Okay. And that's not accurate because the season that I was in is not out yet.
Okay.
So it would be the second thing after that.
All right. Well, I just lost it. So I just lost it on my phone. But what was L.A. Macabre? Is that, it says TV show. I never heard of it.
It's a web series. Okay. So their first season was super popular. It won like 1,000 awards at every film festival that they went to. It was a really unique kind of mystery, cult mystery web series. Mm-hmm. And they, for season one was on YouTube. Season two and three have been shot and we're just kind of waiting to see like where it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of those things.
I play a deputy. Yeah.
You play what?
A deputy.
Oh, okay. I can see you kicking some ass, sure.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. I had to, like, learn, like how to hold a gun and stuff like that. It was crazy. It was fun.
Choke hold and stuff like that?
No choke holds. That'll be the next thing. We'll work on that next, yeah, but.
Yeah. I don't want to work you up to, like, you know, shooting minorities and things like that. We don't want to go that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. All right. I don't know how macabre L.A. Macabre is. So you've been working steadily. Obviously, you have skills. And then how did Malvolia come about?
So originally, I wrote a treatment for a film franchise, and it got politely rejected. And so I kind of had this idea that I still wanted to make into a feature film. And that year I went to Son of Monster Palooza where they were celebrating Elvira. And I was just so mind blown at how popular she still was after like decades and decades.
Yeah.
And how she was still killing it, how many people were in line for her, like just waiting to have 30 seconds with her to take a picture. Like, sure. I was like, wow, horror hostess, like, nobody's talking about that nowadays. Like, let's, you know, talk about it. That could be something interesting that I bring up and make a movie about. Well, I stand corrected now. I've learned my lesson. But at the time, I thought it was going to be something interesting. So as I was writing the script, I kind of was going through a Blair Witch phase and I wanted to make her real. And I thought, oh, well, I could just make like a 6-part web series and get a fan base. And that would be good for distribution for my future film. And, you know, I could have some support or whatever if I needed to do an Indiegogo. And that was the plan. Shoot a six part web series, do the feature film, and then be done. And unfortunately, she kind of got popular and everybody really liked her. And I had never done anything where people really like loved this much or were so intrigued by that. I was like, well, mm-hmm. I can't let her go. I can't let her die now. So right. I nixed the feature film and now I'm on season 4 of my web series.
Right. Now, so there are some obsessed Malvolia fans out there.
Some, yeah.
What's the creepiest thing I've ever gotten? Comment that you've gotten?
I definitely have had a handful of dudes like beg that beg to be my victim. And okay. I'm like, wait, y'all know it's like fake, right? Like, I don't really kill people. I really don't drink people's blood, like in real life. Like, I don't do that. And so it got a little weird, got a little strange. So
right.
Stopped those conversations.
Is Malvolio a vampire? Is she a vampire or is she, what is she?
You know,
she goes,
I never categorized her because I never wanted her to be limited to certain things. So, mm-hmm. I mean, she's got a lot of aspects of a lot of stuff. She can read people's minds. She can teleport. She can drink mm-hmm. people's blood. She can kill people. She can eat organs. She just can do whatever horrific thing you want her to do.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So she, I was just trying to figure out. Because I see, as I'm sure you know, I figured out by now, I saw the, I don't know, it was a Valentine's or it was Malvolio Gets a Date.
Yes.
Some hunky guy comes on and he's all, takes off his shirt. He's all into you. And then he dares to call himself the King of Screens. And that leads to his demise.
Absolutely. Yeah. You never mess with the queen. Never try an upper one.
Nope. So if he said I would be like the Prince of Screens.
Prince of Darkness.
Husband, then he would be like, okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, was Malvolio the Princess of Screams at one time?
Oh, no. Always the Queen. Always the Queen.
I'm just trying to find out the royal lineage of Malvolio.
So, always a queen. Always.
Always a queen. So, and she has a steward, which not every horror host has.
That's true.
And you've killed him and he's come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't find good help these days, so you got to kill him.
What's his name? Or is there different stewards?
His name was Victor.
Victor. Oh, so past tense.
Yeah, he hasn't been on in the past couple of seasons. He was there for season one and season two. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I saw you killed him and he came back, and I didn't see... I didn't get too far into season three, so...
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to catch up because season four is coming up. Depending on when you're listening to next week, October 13th, which is an appropriate date.
Yeah.
Check YouTube. There's all sorts of people are already getting excited about it.
Yeah.
So were you a fan of Vampyra and Elvira when you were a kid?
I wasn't allowed to watch Elvira. She was too scandalous, but I did watch Tales from the Crypt. And then when I decided that I was going to write the horror hostess character, I went and did so much research that, you know, I went and delved into Vampyra and then, you know, found out Vampyra's guru was Morticia Adams. And so that's kind of where I based my character off of was Morticia and Vampyra.
Did you delve into Svengoolie and Zachary? And I mean, there's so many horror hosts all throughout the years.
There are, and I haven't. A lot of times... Well,
passed away, but...
Yeah.
There's I think the original Svengoolie has passed away, but there's already a Svengoolie guy. There's a new Svengoolie guy now. But this was... I'm thinking I'm a little older than you, just from... Or we're about the same age, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure I'm a little older than you, I'm guessing. But there used to be, like when Elvira, when I was a little kid, when Elvira was on, there were other horror hosts, and that was a thing because there was like, you know, basic cable was just starting and they needed content, and it was just they would play these stupid horror movies and they would have, there was a guy in San Diego that had two watches. His name was like Uncle Ed, and he used to, hey, it's your Uncle Ed, and then, you know, he had two watches, and then they had Svengoolie, they had Elvira, and but Vampyra, I guess, was the original.
Yeah. She was the original. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little more serious than Elvira.
Yes. Yes. And that was kind of the route that I liked and wanted to go with. Yeah.
But you longer nails than either one of you and smaller waist.
Woo, I know. What she used to do to get into her outfit, oh my God, she would like starve and then she would go to like the spa and like sweat for like hours and did all this put meat tenderizer on her body. I was just like, girl, power to you. I could, who has time for that?
She did fuck James Dean though.
Wait, is that like true or cause she says that they were just wrong.
Nah, she's also winked at, you know, we're just friends, you know, like one of those things.
I mean, but who wouldn't? He was so good looking, so I don't blame her.
All right, okay. So where do you stand on the Elvira ripped off vampire thing? Because you have must have a unique perspective. Because I'm sure people come to you, look at your video, like you ripped them both off, but you didn't.
It's funny. Nobody says that. It's great.
Well, maybe you didn't. I don't know. But there's aspects of a vampire. There's aspects of Elvira. There's aspects of Morticia Adams. But, you know, there's a similarity.
I definitely do get compared to Elvira a lot. Like, I'm always, like, said, oh, the next generation Elvira. And and personally, I don't really like it. It is a nice compliment. It's a nice compliment because she's been around for so long and she, you know, is a pro and whatever. But I just feel like she and I are so different. Like, she's that valley girl and I'm more serious drinking blood, you know? So that's where I feel like we're different. But I guess the cleavage is compliments.
Well, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And the dark hair.
The dark, yeah. I mean, it's all of that. Well, I mean, the cleavage, the dress. But... But I mean, Vampire sued Elvira like in the 80s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did not win.
Because, yeah, Vampire was supposed to come back. And then she was like demanding a lot more stuff or something along those lines. And so they just kind of booted her out and then brought Elvira in. Yeah.
Right. So she, I don't know. Elvira was, it is a different thing, although they were both wearing dresses and they both sort of admit that they ripped it off of Morticia Adams. But, you know, Elvira, she started her thing at the Groundlings. I mean, it was an improv comedy thing. Her and Pee Wee Herman created the characters there.
Yeah.
So it's a comedy thing. I mean, yours is funny, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah. No, sometimes it is really dark, too. Yeah.
Which is good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have dark with horror. I definitely think that.
And so if people haven't seen the show, I recommend it. Especially these days, it's basically you do a little thing at the beginning of the show. Usually involves murdering somebody, and then there's a scary short movie, and then you come back on again.
Yeah, I'll do like an intro outro, and I usually try and do it so that it matches with the film. I try and, you know, make it like a whole thing. And then I usually post twice a week. So then usually on Thursdays, I usually do like a little skit, like a little,
yes,
you know, character skit. Yeah.
Right. Like when they made you a drink, a little cocktail.
Yes. When make me a drink. I don't remember. I think it's season 2, Bloody Mary comes over and we hang out.
The Bloody Mary? Yeah.
The Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. Did you actually say her name in the mirror?
I looked into a mirror and called for her. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I got to check that out. How is Bloody Mary these days? I haven't seen her in a while.
She's doing well. Yeah, she's pretty happy. You know, she fulfilled my cup. You know, like I was happy she gave me my drink, and because I was desperate, I was all out of victims. You know, so yeah, she's doing well. You should call her.
You know, after the show, I don't want to. Yeah.
You don't want to do it now?
I don't want to cut it to your time, but.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
she'll come in and make a spectacle.
Yeah, we'll get Bloody Mary. We'll get Candyman in here. It'll be a whole thing. But
sure, yeah, I'm down. Yeah,
what is your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie is Psycho. Yeah.
The original.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not the. Is it like
a like Psycho the remake? I defend it, but. Psycho's great.
Yeah. It's timeless. It has that horror element. It's just, I could watch it over and over and over and over and over again and just not get enough. Yeah.
Right. And it's so these the short movies that they get played on Malvolio. I keep messing up the name.
No, you got it, Malvolio. You got it.
On Malvolio show, you have all these great short films. Where did he come from? I imagine the first year we're friends, but now you're taking submissions or?
Yeah, the beginning we're friends. And then basically I just go onto Facebook and I put some posts up like, hey, any filmmakers want more eyes on their short films, their projects? Send it my way. I'll host it and I'll put it on my channel. And, you know, that's how we go.
Yeah. So it's great. Now, is the movie still coming out? Is there going to be a Malvolio movie?
So I, at the beginning of this year, started to write a feature about Malvolia, like, or like the origins of Malvolia.
Right.
But this hasn't been really the best year. I don't know if you've noticed that.
It's a horrifying year.
Yeah, it's been really tough. So unfortunately, my writing kind of, you know, stopped. I really got writer's block. I don't know if I got in my head. There was just no inspiration. I just really started to just kind of lose it. But I'm definitely going to pick it back up for sure. And that's definitely what I want to do. And yeah, tell the whole story. I kind of based it off of like old Hollywood, you know, true crime stuff that happened in Hollywood. I kind of mixed a lot of that into it, which I'm super into. All so, right. Yeah.
So like Malvolio used to hang out with Black Dolly and things like that?
Well, it's kind of, you know, kind of figure out how Malvolia got her name and...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Black Dolly is there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a part of your Fatty Arbuckle, all sorts of things.
Yeah. A lot of chaos.
But, now, I was going to say, I've heard you on other shows talk about the dress.
Yes.
And after wearing the dress, I'm sure you have sympathy for Elvira and Vampira, especially.
Oh, especially Elvira. But, you know, like, I was watching, like, an interview of Elvira, and she was like, oh, well, I'm not going to the con dressed as Elvira. I'm going as myself, as Cassandra Peterson. And, like, immediately I was like, ew, like, your fans want to see you as Elvira. Like, why wouldn't you do it? Oh, girl, I got you. I get it now. Because being in that dress with the hair, with the makeup, in the heels, with the nails, I mean, and just in it for just hours, I get it. I get it, get it, get it. And I'm not as skinny as those girls, so things kind of really pop out. Like, I get it.
You can't really pee at a Monster Con.
It is so hard. It is so, so hard. So yeah. Hard. Yeah, no, you just don't drink any water. It's mine's not like that tight, but it's just awkward. Like the back is open, so I have to wear like special undergarments to kind of perk things up and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and you know, slim out the lines. And yeah, it's that stuff sucks you in, so you're like barely breathing too.
when Malvolio hit the hit Monsterpalooza for the first time, I bet people went crazy.
No. Not really. A lot of people looked at me, and that was really.
They were too scared.
Oh, is that what that was?
I don't know. Maybe.
There was fear in their eyes. You know, that would be believable because a lot of people just kind of look and then, like, kind of look away and then look at me again and then kind of look away. So maybe I was intimidating. Maybe I was scary. Who knows?
If it's possible, I don't know. But, and then they were all cosplay, too. I don't, I mean, I've got my, I wear makeup, but I never been big on cosplay. What when you were a kid, what was the Halloween costume that was your favorite?
Wow, that's a great question. I have never been asked that. One of my favorite, and this is going to be so random, but one of my favorite costumes, for some reason I wanted to be a panda for Halloween. And so my mom made me this costume, you know, fit for me, a panda costume out of like fur material. Like we went to, I'll say Joann Fabrics, but it wasn't Joann Fabrics. And she got all this fur and she sewed it and everything for me. And usually in Massachusetts on Halloween, it's always like freezing cold, you know? So I was like, oh, I'm going to be set this Halloween. I don't have to wear a jacket over my costume. I can just be my costume. It was like 1,000 degrees and I was sweating my booty off that year.
Global
that was
warming.
One of my favorite. I know, right? Yeah. But that
the
was
one year that you wear a panda, and then the next year I'm sure it was freezing cold again.
Yeah, because those a lot of the like in those years were like, you know, the plastic kind of shield thing and then the mask, you know? Yeah. So I thought I was being original and different and having fur and yeah, that was a rough one.
Those were the days. And what was your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh my gosh, always Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay,
for sure. All right. Still is.
Okay, yes. I'll make a note of that.
How about you? What's yours?
And if you got an apple, forget it. That was the worst.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't. Or raisins. Remember when they would throw raisins in the bag?
Very seldomly did we get raisins, but we did get them. Yes.
Every now and then. No, mm-hmm. I like that. It's because they always got the little fun packs with the Hershey's and the dark and the crackle.
Oh, yeah.
Crackle was the best. Everybody loves
crackles
the crackle.
Crackles was the best. Yes.
And then you'd get a Mr. Good Bar and you thought it was a crackle. And yeah. The regular Hershey's okay. The Hershey's dark's okay. I don't know.
Do you notice the difference between Crunch Bars and crackles? Because I do. I notice.
Really? I think it's been a while since I've had a crackle. So there's a difference between crackle and Nestle Crunch and
in the chocolate. Yep. Definitely a difference.
But they never made like full size crackle bars.
They never did. Why did they?
The tiny ones. Full size Mr. Gerd bars and Hershey bar. They never made a full size crackle bar. They're missing Hershey's lost millions of dollars. They would have bought so many crackles.
That's probably why. They probably charge more so you get like the little bars so they get more money that way.
There's something's going on. There's some crackle conspiracy.
Very selfish. Very selfish of that company, for sure.
So the first season was introducing Malvolia to everybody.
Yeah. First season was kind of a hot mess because I was only supposed to do 6 episodes. So I was really still trying to figure my way out.
How many did you end up doing?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I did take a
break.
It was
6. I know that.
There was definitely more than 6. Yeah, definitely. Because once I figured out people liked her, I was like, oh, well, I have to continue on. I have to keep doing this. And I know I took like a couple months break. Like we started February of 2017, I want to say. And then I had to take a break in the summer because I was shooting a couple features. And then I think we came back for the fall and we did the infamous Halloween special, which has carried on through all 4 seasons. Yeah. So that kind of really brought it back.
And because I saw the second Halloween special without seeing the first.
Uh-huh.
So I had no context when they're like, oh, you did the same shit last year.
Yeah.
I guess it's kill and scare people.
Yeah. Killing and scaring people. That's my job. That's my duty.
Okay. And so the second season, little notch up in the production values.
Yep.
And you knew what you were doing.
Yep.
And you're happier with that season?
I was a lot happier. I felt strong. I felt confident. You know, people were really digging her. I was into it. I was hosting like, you know, some award shows and I was really owning that moment. It was great. Yeah.
And since you studied with Meisner, how method do you get when you play Malvolia?
Okay, so I'm not like crazy method, but I do like it where I can be alone. And because I did this especially when we did the season 2 Halloween special, I tried to stay away from all of the other actors because I eventually was going to kill them or have them killed. And in the beginning, in the opening, I'm pretty much yelling at them and I wanted to be mean. So I didn't want to be off, you know, offset being like, oh, hey girl, what's up? And then get on set and start yelling at them. I kind of wanted that surprise and that momentum going on. And so what I like to do is I like to seclude myself. I like to be by myself. I like to just kind of be in the moment, just kind of owning it. And then when it comes time to perform, just balls to the walls, just let it go.
Okay, so you're like the Daniel Day-Lewis of horror hosts.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Is that what he does too?
No, we had the actor John Hawks on the podcast last year.
Uh-huh.
He was in Lincoln. And he told a story that Daniel Day-Lewis went up to another actor, and the other actor was wearing, like, you know, I think it was between takes, and he was wearing sneakers. Although, you know, he's wearing, you know, the rest of the period outfit, but he's wearing sneakers between takes. And Daniel Day-Lewis goes up to him. He's like, some interesting footwear you have there. And
he carried it on.
Yeah, he totally did. I guess he never wore sneakers again. So
ever. But,
yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm picturing you getting into the But then there was the one where she didn't have makeup. And she does a makeup tutorial.
Yeah, that was hard.
Was it really?
Well, to be like bare-faced, yeah, that's
you're still a beautiful hard. Woman. Everybody can see your freckles, but still.
True. Everybody can see the real me.
You had to think long and hard to do that. That's breaking
breaking the fourth wall.
Well, and then it's breaking the fourth wall, and also, you know, people see you without makeup. Were you afraid of people seeing you without makeup?
I wasn't afraid, but I definitely was a little self-conscious for sure. And basically what I was doing was I was trying to play on a lot of the YouTube trends, you know, because again, I was only trying to do like 6 episodes. So I was really like, you know, what I do in the day, or this is how I get ready, or my morning routine. And that's kind of where that came from. But yeah, as an actor, that was a little tough. Yeah.
And let me guess the feedback. You're beautiful, even without makeup, right?
Isn't that always the way? Yeah, and it's very sweet.
With maybe one or two asses saying this or that. But I would imagine everybody's happy. And the third season was the quarantine season.
The third season, we made it through season 3, and then the quarantine started happening. So I did a little quarantine with the queen. Yeah.
And I haven't quite gotten that far. How did Malvolia handle the quarantine? Well, she's immortal, so if she gets coronavirus, she lives.
It's very difficult because I was losing victims, you know, so I was hungry and thirsty.
We're all dropping like
flies. But yes, immortal. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Stuck in my lair all day, very bored, you know, looking for things to do. But yeah, I was able, for the quarantine with the queen, I just made little jokes in the beginning and the end while I was hosting about quarantine stuff. And then I showed a couple of, films. That was it. Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of 3.5. Season 3.5.
Kind of 3.5. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like how you say that. Yeah.
See, there you go. We, it's very goth to be sequestered at home and brooding all day. So
yes,
I would imagine it'd be very natural for Malvolia to be doing that. Although normally we don't like to be forced to do it. That's the problem. Because people are telling me they're like, oh, you sit at home, brood, and play with razor blades anyway. What's the problem? I'm like, well, I don't like to be forced to do it. I like to choose to do it. That's the difference. But so what's coming up in Malvolia season 4? I want to hear what's
and catching victims is very difficult when they're home.
Yes. So what does Malvolia have in store for us this season? You're freezing.
So season, just going for it, you know, no holding back. Ooh, am I here?
Yeah, you were freezing a little bit. You're okay now. We'll cut this out. But, you're freezing again.
I'm good. Okay. So, am I okay now?
Zoom is cursing us. I don't know what's going on.
I know. You got to love the internet in LA lately, too. It's been great.
Oh, it sucks. So I guess, I mean, we're almost to an hour. I guess we probably can wrap it up, but I mean, I could talk to you all day, and hopefully I'll take you to Doomies very soon. But I definitely want to hang out with you. And I you know, as I said, we've got a lot of mutual friends, including Dustin. You were in Arachnado.
Yep.
And coming up, Amityville in the Hood. Now, how did you meet Dustin? You just auditioned or what?
No, I somehow got connected with him on Facebook, and then we would just kind of like talk here and there, and then he brought me on to meet Hook Massacre 6 with Jeremiah Douglas, which was awesome. Yeah, and then I've just been with them ever since.
And how did you take your meat hook in Meat Hook Massacre 6? How did that? What body part did you get the meat hook in?
I unfortunately just got strangled. No, wait, Meat Hook Massacre 6? No, that was, I'm telling you, Axe Grinder. Meat Hook Massacre 6, I didn't. I got away.
Oh, wow, the final girl.
Like, I just kind of disappear. Like, I'm with my boyfriend, I guess. And yeah. He's the one that gets the hook. I actually see I forget the guy's name, Bubba, but I end up like running away and I disappear. And I'm like, you got to bring me back. Like, I survived. Come on. But he hasn't been able to bring me back yet. So.
All right. And as I said, so season 4 of Malvolia, it's going to be grosser. It's going to be scarier.
It's balls to the wall. So we're going to be talking about things that, you know, we didn't really think we'd be talking about. We're going to push the limits. We're going to push the deaths. We're going to take on some kind of like horror subgenres and write some skits about that. The Halloween really? Special gets very personal. I brought some personal stuff that I was dealing with into the script and massacred it. And so I'm having a lot of fun this season. And because I said for a long time I wasn't going to have season 4. And now that I am doing season 4, if this is going to be the last season, I might as well go for it, you know? So.
Wait a second. This is going to be the last season?
I don't know yet. I mean, each season's getting a little bit tougher. You know, I haven't been really getting the same views as I have in the past. I also haven't been getting a lot of video submissions either. So I'm really, really searching for content to host. It's been the past 2 years have been a tough struggle. And, you know, the first 2 seasons were really fun, really easy. And now it's like, it's, you know,
it always
really
becomes work after a while.
Yeah. So, and I love her. I love Malvolia. I would play Malvolia till the day I die, but you know, I just need kind of a little something back, something a little bit to, you know, make me want to keep going. Cause it's been a rough couple of years, the past few years. Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah. And all of our personal lives. Yeah.
Yes. As long as you don't touch politics, cause that's too scary for even me, then we're fine. Talk about torture porn, talk about the final girl, talk about science fiction, all the horror genres. The slasher, the Hitchcockian black and white, and everything else.
Yep, yep. No politics.
The weird horror sequel that nobody likes. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Except for me. All that stuff. But Jen, tell everybody where they can find Malvolia, where they can find you, what you got going on, all your links. I'm cross my fingers you don't freeze. Go ahead and plug away.
All right, you can watch Malvolia on youtube.com/C/Malvolia, the Queen of Screams. On all social media, I'm at Queen Malvolia. Or if you want to be my friend on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/Jennifer Nangle. And then Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Jennifer_Nangle.
And are you going to have a virtual Halloween party this year?
I'm not having virtual, but our annual Halloween party, Malvolia's annual Halloween party, is coming out October 29th. And then I'm actually going to be on another person's show as Malvolia on Halloween.
I'll
be on
you.
I know. Sorry.
That's okay.
But
okay. But yeah. So everybody, Malvolia season 4 is going to be better than ever.
Better than, well.
Same dress.
Killer. Same dress.
Blood.
A lot more, yes. Oh, a lot more killing.
A lot more killing. I can't wait. I can't wait for the creative way to be killed. You kill people with dreams. You kill people with fangs. You kill people with kindness. I love how you kill.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jen Malvolia, you are a delight. And go to Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.